I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing that I know. Life it can leave you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's alright, try your eyes, send a prayer to the sky. I know it's hard to find, but you must believe that it gets better. Listen to me, I know you're scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free. And keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Again, we shall rejoice and be glad in it because as we know that it's just a blessing for us to be here this morning. And as I sat and listened to the music that was playing prior, you know, God ministers to us in different ways. And I don't know on this morning who God is telling that even though your life has been bitter because of the turmoils, the trials, the tribulations that you have went through, but he's letting you know that if you build a relationship with him, if you trust him, if you believe that things will get better, they will get better. It's what we speak, it's what we believe, it's who we trust in, who we know can do the can turn things around. Instead of us trying to lean on our own understanding in situations when we hurt, when we in desperation, when we feel like the weight of the world is just on our shoulders, we don't have to carry that weight. We do not have to carry that weight. We need to just trust God and give everything over to him. And so on this morning, wherever it is right now, before we even go any further, right now, we're going to take this time out to ask God to just take whatever the weight, whatever it is that's holding you down this morning, whatever it is that has your heart, your mind, spirit, everything just weighed down, like you just down to the floor, you can't get up. We're going to ask God to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. And anything that's not of him, we're asking him to take it out of us right now because we don't have to carry all of these old extra burdens. And some of us pick up other people's burdens. Some of us pick up other people's problems and we try to carry that too. But God did not place us on this earth to live in bondage. God is here. The word of God said Jesus came to set the captives free. I decree and declare right now that all shackles are removed from your feet. All shackles are removed from your hands. All shackles are removed from your heart. All shackles are removed from your spirit. All shackles are removed from your soul. Anything that's holding you down right now in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you are free. I decree and declare every pain turns into something great. I decree and declare every hurt is replaced with joy. I decree and declare every tear that's cried, Jesus has already wiped it off, and he has given you an answer. It gets better. It gets better. Just trust and believe in God, that God has already set the way for you. He has already set a path for you. It's up to you, me, everybody else to sit and take his hand and realize that he is the person that's in control. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. Remember, God is not going to put more on you than you can bear. Remember, when you sit and say yes to God, you are coming to obey his will. So there are things that has to be taken off. There are times when you're going to have to be remolded and rebuild. There are times that you have to get in that fire, but the fire is not going to overtake you. It's just putting you in a place to refind you and whatnot. It gets better. It gets better. You don't have to sit here and be heavy laden on this morning. Burden down. Burden down. Let your spirit be free in the Lord. Let your spirit fly high as the eagle soar. Do not sit and allow your spirit to be down on this morning. I decree and declare freedom in the name of Jesus. Freedom. freedom, Lord Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, Lord Jesus, but I'm praying right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You lift them up right now, Father God. You lift them up, Lord Jesus, and let them know, Father God, whatever the shame, Lord Jesus, that might be there right now, Father God, that you've given them beauty, Father God, for their ashes, Lord Jesus. You've taken them, Father God, you've forgiven them, Lord, because, Father, they're feeling like they're nobody right now, Father. But in the name of Jesus, we say, I decree and declare again, freedom. I decree and declare this morning, freedom. Command your atmosphere for you to have freedom. Freedom for whatever you are in captivity. Is it mental abuse? Freedom. Is it physical abuse? Freedom. Is it lack of? Freedom. Is it poverty? Freedom. Are you sick in your body? Freedom. Whatever it is that's holding you down, freedom right now. In the name of Jesus, just let that resonate in your mind. Let it resonate in your body. Freedom, freedom. I decree and declare this morning, Father God, that freedom, I am released from anything that's not of you, Father. These are the words that you need to be speaking into the atmosphere right now. See yourself being in a better place. See yourself coming out of poverty. See yourself coming out of lack of. See yourself being an entrepreneur. Whatever it is your dreams are, whatever it is the visions that you have, see yourself already in there. And then walk out on faith. Get up from wherever you're at right now. If you're sitting down, physically get up. Get yourself up and you start walking. Walking, and each time that you walk, you say, thank you, Jesus. Every step that you take, you tell God, thank you, Jesus, because God is not meant for us to sit and be in the same place. It's not meant for us to sit and slumber and slope. It's meant for us to get up and walk around in freedom. Free your mind, free your heart, free whatever it is this morning that has you in bondage. The word of God, the song says it gets better. It gets better. Do you believe that whatever your circumstance is this morning, that it can get better? Because if you do not believe that your circumstance can get better, it's not going to be better. You are everything. You are whatever you believe. You are whatever you think is. So if you think in negative, even when God has already told you, if you go to Isaiah 61, he told you what he will do for you. He will sit and replace what you said and you was in at one point in time. He will replace it with this. This is what God is trying to do on today. God is building us. He's building us for his kingdom business, his kingdom, but just to be in the kingdom with him. God is not going to allow you to come in the kingdom if you can't sit. And if you don't know who you are, and you are daughters and sons of God, so you can't sit in slumber. You can't sit and walk around with all of these issues and these problems. And when we have all these issues and these problems, we sit and we have a tendency not to be able to hear God. We have a tendency to not be able to do the things that God wants us to do because we're too busy worrying about this and worrying about that. And then we take our eye off of the sparrow. We take our focus off and we put them in everyday situations. Yes, God has already told us in Matthew, he will provide our every need. He will place us in a place where we are taken care of. God is talking to somebody. God is telling you today to get up, rise, awaken. That's what God is saying. God is putting in my spirit to tell you to awaken, to get up. He's talking to them dry bones. If you get different things out of your ear, you'll be able to hear them clanging as he's putting them together so he can sit and rebuild you and put you in a better place. Sit, touch, speak, encourage yourself to speak into your situation. God has given you the authority to speak into your situation. And this is what you need to do. Stop feeling like you're not worthy to do it. Stop feeling like you're not worthy. Stop feeling like that you God does not hear you. He's not seeing you. No, you don't hear God. You're not seeing God. Why? Because you're too busy doing things depending on your own understanding. We do not trust him. We do not trust God. I'm telling you this morning that you need to put aside each and everything that you have going on, each and everything that you have that's not in alignment with our Father who loves us unconditionally, who helps us walk through the valley of death, the shadow of death. With the shadow, the valley of the shadow of death is right here and now. Right here and now on June 18th, people not being able to walk down the street. But guess what? God has placed you in your safety place. Get up. Give God his praise. Give him his honor. Stop holding God down. God is too big to be contained. God is not man. So therefore, any and everything that he says will never come back void. God, throughout the scriptures, God has given us promises after promise after promise. God has placed prophets in our lives to tell us the truth. But guess what? We don't believe because we have no belief in ourselves. And if we can't believe in ourselves and we can't trust ourselves, then we definitely can't trust God. We definitely can't trust the mouthpieces of God. When a prophetic word comes to you, it's a divine message that's coming from God. But we can't sit and seem to receive them. We can't receive the things that God has for us because we are not in a place of purity. We are not in a place where we consecrated ourselves. We're not in a place where we're able to sit and hear God. I'm sitting and talking to a couple of, maybe hundreds of you this morning to sit and tell you to take off that old thinking and renew your mind. Put yourself in a place because God is tugging on you for a reason. God is sitting and allowing you to sit and continue to go through the different things that you're going through because he's trying to capture all of your attention. We know that God is a jealous God. We shall have no other gods before him. And as long as you continue to have other things before God, you are going to stay in your poverty state. You are going to, if you're bedridden, going to stay bedridden. You are the healing that you're claiming and professing is falling on deaf ears because God is the only God that can help you. He's not talking to Buddha. He's not talking to the ephah. He's not talking through the ancestors. He's talking through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what's talking to you and touching you. Those that are on the phone, some of you are still sitting and playing with God, but God is here to tell you today, I'm giving you forewarning. I'm giving you warning. I'm giving you warning that I am the only true God. I am the only God that can move mountains. I am the only God that can part the Red Sea. I am the only God that can heal you when the doctor said, I'm only giving you 2 weeks. I am the only God that can sit and give you that stay, that execution of stay when you're in a situation where you're getting ready to be evicted out of your home. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to this morning? I sit and tell you to part your lips and tell God, Father God, please forgive me for all the things, all the people, all the places that I have placed before you, Lord Jesus, because it is only you and only you that I'm able to serve. It's only you and only you, Father God, that I know are able to do the things that need to be done, Father God. Yes, Father God, I may have been through a lot of obstacles, Father God, but I'm still standing, Lord Jesus. That means you helped me walk through those obstacles, Father God. Yes, Father God, I still may have a lot of aches and pains, Father God, to the point they have me down where I'm crying. But Father God, I'm still up. I'm still walking, Father God, because I'm connected to you, Lord Jesus. Who am I talking to this morning? Who is the Holy Spirit trying to get words to this morning? Who is it that's needing God but do not know what way and what direction to go to retrieve what the things that he has for you? Who is it that's so busy and got so much chaos going on in their body, in their household, in their place of employment, just in general, because instead of them sitting and calling on God, seeking ye first the kingdom of God, you calling Mary, Betty, Jesse, and Sue. No, call on God. God is your answer. God is your deliverer. God is the one that sat and gave you the redemptive mind. When his son died on Calvary, everything that you had going on with you died with him. Is today your first day? Is today your first day of standing and saying, God, I surrender all to you. God, I'm giving it all to you. Because if today is your first day, when Jesus died, today is your day of resurrection. You're rising right now into a new birth. You're rising right now where you will sit and allow God to be the head of your life. You're rising right now where you can sit and be placed and knowing that you have a spot in the kingdom. You're rising right now to sit and say, God, I live in it, and for you I shall die. You're rising right now where you can sit and set your own atmosphere. You're rising right now where you don't have to be dependent on everybody else because you know that you got a friend in Jesus. When everybody else turn their back on you, when everybody else sit and tell you that you're never going to make it, that you won't be anybody, you still holding on. Who you holding on to? You're holding on to God's unchanging hand. You're holding on to what? To the things that he has told you, the promises that he has given you. You're not sitting here. You're not worrying about mama. You're not worrying about daddy. You're worrying about God. You're keeping your eyes on the prize. You're not sitting here worrying about what the preacher say. You're not worrying about what the deacon saying. You're not worrying about their prayers. You're not worrying about if their prayer is going to get you in heaven. No, your prayer is going to get you in heaven. How is your prayer going to get you in heaven? Your prayer is going to get you in heaven because you're going to start talking to the God Almighty. You're going to start putting your burdens at his feet. And then you're going to start building a relationship with him. First of all, you're going to ask God to forgive you so you can forgive others, because we know if forgiveness is nowhere in your heart, then God can't forgive you. Then you're going to start building a relationship where you trust in God. You're not sitting there wavering. Today you're giving it to him, tomorrow that you're gone. Then your relationship is going to move into a connection with God. You're going to sit in, and God's going to romance you. God's going to let you know the things that he can do for you, the places that he can take you. God is going to let you know where you said it might be eating one thing. I can give you caviar if that's what you want. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to that needs God to be the head of their life? Who am I talking to? Ask yourself that. If you're in a position right now where you can get yourself up and go and look in the mirror, go and look in that mirror and ask God to reveal the things that you got going on with you, that he wants to come out of you. Did you hear what I said? That he wants to come out of you, not what you want to keep, not what you want to keep. It's not what you want. It's what God wants. God is looking for an unblemished, for someone that's sitting, that's unblemished, someone that's sitting, that he can sit and mold them. You may have had blemishes in the last season, but once you got connected with God, those blemishes started coming off. God is looking for fruits that can multiply. We coming up to the summertime. We looking at blossoms. God wants his garden to have all different types of flowers in it, all different colors of flowers in it. God not just looking for a one person or a one nation. God is looking for all nations. God is the God of everybody. God is the God of everything. God is not a God that sit and see race, creed, or color. God is looking for just one thing, unity. Unity with him being the head of your life. I sit and tell you today, obedience better than sacrifice. Obedience, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We come and we try to give God half of us. We give God half of a spirit. We give God half of a prayer. We give God a holly, but don't finish the hallelujah. We give God just a little bit of us, thinking that it's okay. No, it's not okay. God wants that intimate relationship with us. God wants us to be able to call on his name and know that he's there. God is not sitting and giving us just a little bit of him. God gives us all of him. God is the one that sits and keeps you out of every and anything that you are getting yourself in. God is the one that gives you favor. God is the one when you walk into that courtroom and the judge sit and ask you why you're here, because he have no paperwork on the desk for you. God is the one when you go, that last night a prophecy came through where you got a lump on your breast. Well, if you that person with the lump on your breast, God is that one that sat and dissolved that lump. Because he is just that awesome. God is just that awesome. We have to learn that we cannot come to God half-hearted, because God never comes to us half-hearted. We have to learn that the sacrifices that we give to God, sometimes they're not even needed. God is coming after your heart. God, we spoke about this for the last couple of days. God is a God that looks at your heart. God is a God that knows everything about you. You can't come and feel like, because I sit and give $1,000 in church, but I'm still a bootlegger, I'm still a cheater, I'm still a homemonger, whatever it is that you may be, and feel like it's okay. Because guess what? It means absolutely nothing to God. God owns the land. God created the land. It's nothing that you can give him that he does not already have. He's the giver. He's the giver. We sit and we just try to give him anything. But I sit and say on today, get yourself together. Get yourself together. Get your house in order. Get your house. What is your house? Your house is you. Get your house in order so you'll be able to go outside of your house. Get your Jesus house with Jerusalem. Get your Jerusalem, your house, your community, your Jerusalem, before you feel you can go out to Samaria and all these different places. God can't use you if you can't sit and get your house together. Not even for you to go to the next door neighbor and try to part some words to them. Because guess what? They will not hear it. God is setting a standard in this time. He's hiring his standards in people. He's tired of us just sitting here being mediocre. God is looking for excellency. And how can you obtain excellency? By trusting him, by listening to the man, a woman, or whoever of God that he has placed before you, by trusting him, trusting that those words are coming from God. And if you don't believe them, then you test the spirit. You test the scriptures. You test whatever is coming out. You don't have to sit and take anything. But I know right now that God is placing us in a place where he is getting us in order. He's placing us in a place where we are ready to go to combat, to fight against all of the principalities, to fight not against the prince, to fight against all the evil and wicked spirits that come in our way, all the naysayers that sit and say that you can't do this, all the people that sitting and saying that I'm putting voodoo on you. Voodoo, who is voodoo? Because I serve Jesus Christ, and because Jesus is the head of my life, no weapon formed against me can touch me. That means that I don't have to sit here and worry about anything, because God has already let me know that he has my back. He didn't say the weapon wasn't going to form, but see, that's when you suit yourself up with your full armor of God and you move forward to the cadence of God. You move forward and you continue to walk. And although they slaying you, you sitting and you knocking them bullets, arrows, whatever's coming at you day, night, whenever it's coming, you able to sit and speak the word of God. You are able to sit and use your weapon, your master weapon, your mouth, and start speaking God's words back to them, to let them know that it's not going anywhere, that every word that you say against me shall be condemned. Why? Because I serve a mighty God. I serve a mighty God. So I sit and say to you this morning, do not sit. Do not continue to sit and waddle in your ownness. Pick yourself up. Get up this morning standing on the name of Jesus. Allow that Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you into a new place. Allow God to sit and take you to where he wants you to go. Allow, use the tools that God is giving you. Use the strategies that he's placing out on the airwaves. He's placing out in your house. If you sit and put yourself in a place of quietness and move everything else out, move everything out of the way. If your husband's talking too much, get up and move yourself. If you at your job, you sit and you say, I'll be right back. Take you a bathroom break. Get whatever God has for you right now. But don't just get it. Don't just get it for it to just fade away. Don't get it to just fade away. Get it because you're ready to make a change. Get it because you are striving for excellency. What is the excellency? The kingdom of God. Get it because you know that this is your time and you tired of the pulling, you tired of whatever. You tired of going before God on your knees in a prostrate position saying, God, forgive me for the same things that you've done over and over. You're tired. God is not going to turn you away, but you should be in a place right now where you're so broken and you're so humble and you realize who God is, who God really is in your life. So there is no more excuses. It's time to make a change. It's time to execute something different. It's time to sit and say, God, yes, I'm ready. I may fall today, Father God, but I guarantee you a month down the road, Father, I won't be that person that I was 30 days ago, Father. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to give me all of you, Father God. And when I'm empty, Lord Jesus, I ask you to fill me back up, Lord, because I'm tired of sitting on that mat like the man that was sitting at that pool in the Bible in Matthew, saying nobody couldn't help him up when Jesus got to him. I'm tired of being in that same old place, Lord Jesus. I'm tired of seeing people going to get their blessings before me, Father God. I'm tired, Lord Jesus. I'm weary, Father God. But I know, Lord Jesus, I know you are the man with the master plan. I know you are the man that can make a difference in my life. I know you are the man that sits and can stop time, Lord Jesus, so I can catch up, Father God, so I can be in the race like everybody else, Father God. I'm tired, Lord Jesus. I'm tired, Father God. So on this day, I surrender all to you. Who needs to surrender all to God on today? Who's sick and tired of being sick and tired? Who's tired of sitting and knowing and crying out for the same thing over and over, but you're not trying to change yourself? You're not trying to do anything about your circumstances or your situation. Instead of coming up with a solution, you sit and you make excuses. Who am I talking to on today? Who am I talking to that's ready to try Christ? Who am I talking to today? Who am I talking to tired of being in the same situation? You might be living in a place that you tired of. It could be roach infested. It could be a place of infestation because it's from animals, anything. Father God, I don't know what. Lord Jesus, I don't know who I'm talking to on today, but I sit and tell you I know a man. I know a man that can sit and take you. He is so generous that he left you with a comforter. When he died on the cross, He didn't forget about you. He didn't forget about me. He didn't forget about your neighbor. He said it. He left you with a comforter. All you need to do is trust and believe. All you need to do is grab on his hand. All you need to do is renew your mind. Ask God to create in you a clean heart. Ask God to take away anything that's still hindering you, that got your soul bounded. All those elders and people and places that still connected to you, ask God for a disconnection. Tell them services need to be interrupted. Yes, let God know that you're ready to move on. You're ready for the change that he has for you. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to, Father God? Lord Jesus, I just ask you to open up their eyes right now. Open up their ears, Lord Jesus. Penetrate their heart, Father God. Lord Jesus, so they won't get passed by this time, Lord. Father, they shouldn't be tired of walking around the same mountain over and over, Father God, with no progression, Father God. But same thing over and over, Father God. Same thing, the same spot when they get to a certain mile point, Father God. But there's no change. There's no change. But the Spirit of the Lord said, in order for a change to come to place, you have to change yourself first. You have to get rid of some ugly things first. You have to come before him. You need to fast. You need to pray on a continuous basis. You need to ask God to help you to consecrate yourself. So when you come before him, you come in. But you didn't did a little bit of changing. And he said it, say, my son, my daughter, I see that you really want me this time. So let me put a little bit of extra push behind you. Let me just stay right here with you a little bit longer. Let me stay right here as you wail to me throughout the night. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to help you get through whatever that circumstance is, whatever that situation is. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I talking to? Father God, open their ears, Lord Jesus. Father God, let them raise their hands up to you, Father God, right now. Jesus, Father God, don't take the cup from them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, let them go through, Father God. Don't give them an option, Father God, this time, Lord. I know it's a free choice with you, Lord Jesus, but don't give them the option, Lord Jesus. Don't give it, Father God. It's broken hearts that need to be mended, Lord Jesus. Broken hearts, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, a mind of confusion, state of confusion, Father God. Don't even know who you are, Lord Jesus. They don't know who you are, Father God. They praying to the ancestors, Lord Jesus. They praying to Buddha, Father God. They praying to a man, Lord Jesus. They praying, Lord Jesus, to the wrong person, Lord. Father God, I ask you for a divine intervention right now, Lord Jesus, to go cross the land, Lord Jesus, so they can stop wavering, Father God, so they can stop second-guessing, Lord Jesus, as to who you are, Father God. Allow them to look through your eyes, Father God, to hear what you hear, Father God. Lord, even the touch, Father, the sense of touch, Father God, everything they touch, Lord Jesus, let them know that it is you and only you, Father God, that can give them that ability, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you on this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father God. We thank you most of all, Lord, for your love, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love, Father God. This is why, Father God, we come to you today, Lord Jesus, opening up the doors, Father God. Opening up the doors, Lord Jesus, for people to come, Lord Jesus, and just take you and you take them just as they are, Father God. Opening up the doors, Father God, where they can obtain salvation, Father God, and enter into a relationship with you, Father God, a relationship that no one will be able to sever, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just thank you on this day, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for who you are, Father God, and we thank you for whose we are, Father God. We thank you for the man of God, Lord Jesus, that's constantly pouring in day and night, Lord Jesus, for all the times in the wee hours of the morning, Father God. When you're waking him up, Lord Jesus, and giving him the instructions, Father God, he's still saying yes, Lord Jesus. He's still saying yes, Lord. I know there's others out here, Lord, that you're doing the same with, Father God, but they're ignoring you, Father God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to give them a change of heart right now, Lord Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to hit the pause button for just 1 second, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit to do some surgery, Father God. Allow your Holy Spirit, Father God, to add some things, do some reconstructions, Father God, because all of the things that you had to take out, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for saving sinners like us, Father God. Whoa, Father God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. So for everything that has been said, Lord Jesus, we say hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. We exalt you, Father God. We exalt you, Lord Jesus, because without you, Lord, we're nothing, Lord. We're nobody, Father God. Our way is wayward, Father God. We go down the wrong path, Father God, even though you show us the right path, Father God. We pick up things that you sit and say, leave alone, Father God, because, Lord Jesus, we want to have our own mind, Father God. We want to be our own God, Father God. But, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving us chance after chance, Lord Jesus. Father God, I'm asking you on today, Lord Jesus, to touch multitudes of people on today, Father. Those that feel that they're really serving you, Lord Jesus, but they really not, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Father God, and let them know who you truly are, Father God. Touch them, Father God, and let them feel your love, Father God. Touch them, Father God, and let them feel your correction, Father God. Touch them, Father God, and place them on the right path, Father God. Lord, we just thank you on this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I don't know who we're talking to on this morning, Lord Jesus, but I will sit and say, Lord Jesus, that I know, Father God, that you are a mighty God, Lord Jesus, a God of forgiveness, Lord Jesus. A God that will that will allow us to come before you and confess our sins, Father God. A God that will take a repentant heart, Father God. A repentant mind, Father God. Lord, I just ask your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, to go across this land, Father God, and pick out your flowers, Father, your fruit, Lord Jesus, for the garden that you are preparing, Lord Jesus, and mold them, Father God. Do not, Lord Jesus, on this day allow them to go back round that mountain, Father God. Stop them right in track, Father God, right where they're at, Lord Jesus, and let them know, Father God, that you are God all by yourself, and that they shall have no other God before you, that you are a jealous God, Father God. So I sit and say to each and every person that's under the sound of my voice, wherever it is that you have put in the position where God is, that you need to remove it instantly. Instantly in the name of Jesus, suddenly I hear. Suddenly, you need to move whatever the hindrance is, whatever the idol is, whatever it is, you need to remove it right here and now. Your husband is not your God. Your wife is not your God. Your children is not your God. Your job is not your God. God is all by himself. No one can stand in his shoes. No one can do the things that he can do. Any and everything else is temporary, but God is eternal. Trust God. Trust God. Place God at the head of your life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, Father God. Oh, ooh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I don't know who the word was for this morning, but God has no more. He has no more, but I can sit and say, quiet down. Let's not turn deaf ears to the people that God has chosen to put in your life in a time such as this. You may sit and not really pay attention to the times and to the things that's going on in the world, but we got some detrimental things going on. But that the beauty part of it is that God, like I said in the beginning, God will give you beauty for your ashes. God is making a change in the world, but he needs you to recognize that he's the person that's making the changes. He wants you to recognize that he's coming to set the captives free. He wants you to realize that it's him that's taking you out of a state of oppression. God wants you to give him his glory all by himself. We continuously to give man this and man that and say man this and talk about what man is doing. But most of all, when we're talking about man, we giving Satan the praise. We giving Satan the praise. Satan is not God. Satan cannot do the things that God can do. He may have rain, a temporary rain over the earth, but even as all in all, God is in control. So I sit and say today, trust God. Give yourself to Jesus so things could be, you can be in a better place. Give yourself to Jesus so you can move towards the prize. Give yourself to Jesus so the Holy can lead you and guide you. Give yourself to Jesus so you can be able to encourage yourself. Speak blessings into your own life. The blessings, the promises that God has given you. Open up your Pandora box. Open them up. Put the key in there and allow those blessings to come out. Where's your Pandora box? Your heart. Open up your heart. Have a change of heart. Try God. Let God be the head, the center, everything that's in your life so you can move in a life of prosperity, so you can be successful in the things that you do. I end this on today asking you, praying. I'm not going to beg you. Yes, I'm going to beg you. I'm going to beg you to try God, to turn your life over to God. I trust you. I can stand here and sit and tell you, you'll live a better life. You don't have to sit and worry about things coming out because he's already exposed you. You don't have to sit and constantly look over your back. You don't have to constantly sit and go check your bank account and see that you may be in the negative, because God is right there with you to help you to do the things that you are asking him to do. You should be tired. You should be tired. Get mad to that point where you sick or tired of being where in the same situation. You sick and tired of seeing the same people. You sick and tired of hearing the same old thing. So I'm begging you on today to let go and let God. As I always sit and say, ADM, Apostle Temple, God is using him. I'm telling you all this internationally. I'm telling you all in New York, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, wherever you may be. God is using the man of God. God is putting words into him. He's downloading into him. And the things that he's downloading is because it's what he wants you to hear on this day and time. He's not telling you to turn on the TV and listen to the prophets and say, go to Jeremiah 33 and then sow a seed for $33, $3,300. God is in a season of correction. God is in a season where he's trying to get you to the next phase of your life. Trust God. Try him. Trust the man of God that God has put before you in this day, this time, this hour, this time of going through all of this, this pandemic, this time of going through the oppression that people, the racism, everything that's going on. God is preparing you. Don't miss it. Do not miss it. With that being said, I'm asking you to come out and break the bread of life with us at 8 p.m. tonight. The number is 385-799-9620. Again, it's 385-799-9620. I leave with you again. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You may feel like you can give God the world. God not looking for the world. God is the world. God created the world. God is looking for your heart. God is trying to give you something in this season. He's trying to tell you something. He's trying to bring you into his kingdom. Do not let this time pass you by. With that being said, we will see you online tonight. We're looking for our numbers to spike tonight because you're trying to get the things that God has for you. You're trying to change your life. You don't want to walk around and see the same scenery over and over. So we'll see you on tonight at 8 p.m. and then again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We love you, and we just know that God loves you best. Amen. Have a great day.